Welcome back, everyone, to the Magic Missile Podcast. This is our second campaign, The Curse of Strahd. And we're going to have the world's quickest recap here. And then we're going to just kind of jump right in because we kept left kind of right on a cliffhanger. I can't say any words tonight already. Ajira and Irina are fighting because he was insensitive about a difficult decision that she needs to make, and she ran away. Del, Gaius, and Aspion went to go tell Lady Fiona Watcherhouse that they would not defend her in the upcoming festival, but then decided kind of on their own terms that maybe that wasn't the way it was going to go. It leaves it up in the air. Aspion then accepted a gift from Fiona, but then abandoned it on her front porch. Zav and Jeremy are kind of in a weird place right now. Right at the very end, Aspion realizes the note that he received was from Strahd and that he knows where their location is. What does this mean for our group? We're going to get started. We open with the Festival of the Blazing Sun, kicking off their torch lighting ceremony. You see Vargas and his dark face illuminated by a firelight of torch, his smile painfully hurting him, but him not giving up on it. The crowd has some distance from the stage. You would think that this would be alarming or strange in some way. So the crowd has some distance from the stage. You know, normally you would see something like this. Everybody would be huddled right up around the stage and there wouldn't be a ton going back. But it is a little scarce right in the front there. Vargas takes center stage and says, "Welcome to the Festival of the Blazing Sun. On this evening, we will repel the devil by sending a clear message from Valaki. Jeremy, find me a suitable candidate for this ceremony." You see Irina also standing up on the stage next to Vargas, Vargas's wife and son, kind of behind him, almost as in support of him. His son seems disinterested in what is unfolding before him. Jeremy jumps off the stage and walks slowly through the crowd, assessing each person deeply. His arms jolt out and grab a woman who looks to be maybe in her early 30s. Jeremy begins to drag her back to the stage and she starts screaming and pulling back. The captain of the guard glances back and gives her this dreadful look. It must have been a nat 20 on an intimidation check because she quiets down to a mere whimper and just complacently walks up to the stage with him. She sat in a wooden chair, her body involuntarily shaking as tears stream down her face, but again, just that whimper of a noise. Just one thing for the players to remember is that it's law to have fun. So this means that she's looking out to a crowd of people who 90% of them just have bright smiles on their face as something clearly dreadful is about to happen.
Is she still pretending to smile?
Or she is not. No, she is clearly upset at this point. The Baron reaches for the torch in front of him, and it extinguishes.
Can we see the Baron's son? And if so, what does he look like?
He's just a snivelly little bitch of a guy, if I'm being honest.
Disappointing.
I think Dill's going to go up near the stage. He's just going to wear it.
Okay.
Gaius is going to cast Message to Dill. If I can see Dell. So 6 seconds. So I'm gonna say, whatever you do, make sure Irene's hood stays up. Don't let her be seen. Strahd is probably here.
Understood.
All right.
And I'm going to move in closer with that.
Yeah, you're welcome to move your character, guys. So with that, the Baron reaches for this torch and it extinguishes. Lady Fiona has arrived. She pushes her way onto the stage where Vargas looks almost beyond himself. His smile fades for just that brief moment. She makes eye contact with several members of the party. Her eyes show sincerity. She takes center stage from Vargas and starts to speak. "Valakians, For far too long, we have lived under a ruler who knows nothing of leadership. Put into place by his wretched and abusive father, he is violent and unstable. Today is a day of change. All I ask, and Vargas interrupts her, kind of nudges her to the side, and kind of steps to that middle console there. And at this point, the crowd is kind of starting to murmur a little bit. And Vargas says, please, Fiona, surely a festival is not a time to talk politics. He glances towards Jeremy and he makes eye contact with several of the guardsmen that are surrounding the crowd. She bites back immediately. Your smile holds back pain. Tell everyone the truth about how the festivals mean nothing. About how you have repressed your emotions so much that you bleed from your mouth. With that, he gently closes his mouth and almost kind of like wets his lips, but almost like he's holding back maybe some of the blood that's in there. Or how you torture people in your cabin house. Tell them the truth, Vargas. Vargas at this point is clearly agitated. His smile is being kept even so. He is now more so talking to he's still talking to the crowd and says, and yet somehow, under my awful leadership and that of my father, Strahd hasn't set foot in this town in nearly 100 years. Could this be a coincidence? Highly doubtful.
When he says that, can I like survey the crowd? Like, I'm really interested to see if I can spot one person that's like paying more attention to this than anyone else. Like, would I make a check for that, or what would it?
Sure. Yeah. If you're looking for one particular person, go ahead and make a perception check, I guess would probably be the best thing.
Perception. Cool. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, just anyone that looks odd or like, damn. Didn't perceive.
Yeah, no one necessarily stands out to you as odd. You do see some heads turning, some murmuring, people kind of talking amongst themselves as this is going on. But he says, this has allowed us. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No,
while Gaius is looking around, can I cast detect magic?
Yeah.
Just underneath my breath. 30 feet around me, any magical anything?
Yeah. So you see a glow around Vargas. You see a glow around, well, I guess other party members, around Jeremy and around Lady Watcherhouse. And then I think that would be about it. That's all you see. So kind of the glows that you would assume, I guess.
Okay.
If that helps you. He says, this has allowed us to become strong and independent. We are not in a situation where survival is necessary for Valaki. Due to my leadership, we can thrive. And he takes a deep breath. We are trying something new here in Valaki. He looks back to Irina. I am opening relations, with Barovia. This right here is Irina Koliana. You can see, go ahead and make insight checks, everybody. I imagine you guys would all be looking at Irina, so allow it. Ajira, that actually does make total sense.
I was going to say that I actually went to the front row and sat on the bench and pretty much tried to lock eyes with her. During this whole entire time,
and she's been locking eyes with you too. You can see that she's mournful already with how this has turned out. She's not liking this at all.
If I did catch her eye, I would actually like to mouth sorry, but after that, then I would just continue to stare up at her and just try. And
she does that thing where she almost accepts your apology by blinking and kind of looking down. But then she hears her name and kind of gets drawn back in when he says, this is Irina Koliana.
So as soon as he says Irina, Gaius is running up on the stage, and I'm just praying Del comes with me, but I'm running up on the stage.
Okay.
Try and stop this.
Okay.
I guess if Gaius is going up there, Del's going up there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get up in front of everyone and be like, stop.
So I'll say that they got the fact that this is Irina Kuliana and her brother now leads the Barovians. We'll say that those two facts, he was able to get out before you guys were able to run on stage, just kind of finishing his sentence there. Fiona says, like, she kind of looks at you and just says, thank you. She goes, these warriors have joined me against the Baron Vargas. We are here to hold a vote. All Valakians have a voice today. I want to see Valaki return to a state where people aren't afraid to go outside, where people aren't afraid to voice their opinions. All I want to see is change. If no one is interested in this, I will leave the stage. People again start murmuring. You see people kind of starting to divide kind of straight up the middle here, this middle line. You see about half and half, you know, on either side, singular people kind of walking over from one to the other, children being pulled and dragged from one side to the other, in which way they support Fiona versus Vargas, Fiona being on the left, Vargas being on the right. You can hear, you know, folks yelling in the crowd, tyranny! You can hear, don't you see, this is all... what did I write here? Don't you see? This is all a man who's hurt us. The devil is already among us. Lady Watcherhouse is here to protect us. Watched her. And they start a little chant as well.
As they're yelling, I'm going to also yell in the crowd, just a few seconds apart from each other, to Gaius and to Del, protect them. And in both times, cast Bardic Inspiration on both of you.
So things are kind of moving pretty quick at this point. The crowd is going from fairly peaceful to start out with to now we have chanting, people yelling at each other back and forth, and how quickly they've divided the town amongst two different sides. Vargas, seeing this and realizing how this is getting out of hand, leans over and whispers to Jeremy, I'm gonna have my folks who aren't on the stage roll perception checks. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do I see that he starts leaning over to Jeremy?
Yep. Go ahead and roll me perception checks and let me see what you guys can see. Aspion sees it. Ajira sees it.
Okay. If right as I see him moving over to talk to him, I want to cast silence right on the top of both of them.
On top of who is it? I'm sorry.
The mayor and Jeremy. So he can't speak to him. Like, I'll see him, like, kind of trying to lean over, and then I'll cast silence right on top of them to where he can't speak.
Okay. Do they need to make a save for that, or?
Nope, just for the duration, no sound can be created.
Got it. No problem. 20-foot radius. Do you only kind of...
I try and get just them. Like, where are they up on the stage?
They're up here. You're either going to get Irina in it as well, or you're going to get part of the party in it.
I'm going to get Irina in it.
Irina in it. Okay. So we'll say it's kind of this direction and you're able to cast it that way. You're able to kind of silence their conversation. Jeremy realizes it pretty quick and touches his throat and puts his hand. I'll say everybody sees this that's in the audience. However, Gaius and Del, you guys aren't really knowledgeable because you're looking out amongst the crowd and maybe even looking at your friends. But Jeremy puts his hand on his hilt of his sword. You've seen him be defensive like this. At this time, he's going to draw his sword, and all of the guards around the area are going to draw their swords as well.
I'm going to cast a message and talk to Jeremy. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Put your sword away. This isn't the time for that.
Zav, from where you are, just for more flavor than anything else, I'm going to say Jeremy locks eyes with you, and he hesitates for just a moment. And then he starts towards Fiona. Jeremy's right up on the stage.
Don't activate his shield as Jeremy And once he sees all the guards have undone their, and he'll cast as a bonus action, Sanctuary on Fiona.
All right.
I missed that right in front of Jeremy.
So you missed Deep Step in front of Jeremy as he's making his way towards Fiona. I'll say he gets like one step in, a couple steps in, and then Aspion, you're in front of him. So you got a restless crowd. I'll say Zav's on one side and Jir's on the other side, just because that's kind of the way it's broken up right now. You guys can, I'm kind of letting people move around in this moment before we start rolling some initiative. So if you guys need to move yourselves around, Aspion, I'll say that was your move. I'll say Gaius and Del, you got your move in as well, but getting up to the stage, I'll give Ajira and Zav a chance if you guys need to rearrange yourselves in any way right now.
Jira's going to stay right where he is, still sitting too.
I'm going to casually walk over to where Ajira is and sit on the other side of the bench.
Damn, you guys are still sitting when all this is going on?
Yep.
I guess not sitting. I will just at least walk over to the end of the bench and kind of cross my arms and watch.
Cool.
Ready to go.
Cool. I like it. You start seeing on this left side here that these guards that are over here start pulling their swords out and just attacking the commoners. These motherfuckers have walked down to this point and they're just attacking towards them. I'll say that at this point, probably several commoners go down. Several commoners go down, and this just sparks a full riot. Like now shit got real in that moment. Vargas, who can't speak, just starts like kind of like stomping and making noise and almost just throwing a temper tantrum like a child. Irina, who had pulled down her hood when her name was mentioned before the guys jumped on, starts backing up towards the kind of behind the stage just a little bit. All right, I'm going to have you guys go ahead and roll initiative.
So you mentioned just before we jump into things, just to get a lay of the land, we got the guards on the left that are pushing in towards commoners and attacking. There's guards on the right. Are those also pushing in as well, or is it just the left side moving in to attack?
Yeah, glad you asked. Those guys on the right side, they almost kind of agree with the crowd. They're like, yes, we support the Baron. So these guys are actually going to make their way towards the stage. They're going to kind of start walking in towards the stage. They've got no beef necessarily with the people in the crowd. They just want to make their way towards the stage in order to assist in whatever way they can. The guards are going to go and they're going to start chopping down people. Each guard, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them on this side, 5 of them on this side, excuse me, are each going to be able to attack twice. That means that they're going to be able to kill 10 commoners because they're going to go down with one basically swipe of the sword. They're just normal people, and these guys are well-trained and armored and have swords and this, that, and the other. That said, people are going to be pushing back against them, but they're gonna get to mow down a good amount before they're doing anything. So now you're seeing dead bodies and casualties almost immediately, especially from the stage. I'm going to say that's their turn of just mowing people down for right now. On the right side, which actually, let me roll almost like a separate roll for these guys. Okay. Cool. Ajira, you're up. There's fucking chaos going on. Riots, people fighting, people getting slaughtered by the guards. What are you doing?
I am going to cast Sacred Flame on the nearest guard that's mowing down people. I'm pretty sure it's that one. Then it's going to be at third level. Just the first one. Okay, cool.
All right, first level Sacred Flame.
And then they just have to make a dex save of 15 or they take 11 damage.
No problem. Let me roll the 15.
DC is 15 and it goes to the attacker. So 11 points of damage to him.
No, I believe it goes to the person who defender. Rolled. Yeah, the person who rolled against it.
Sorry, I thought it was attacker. Okay, fair enough. Yep. And in that case, I'm going to kind of motion to Irina just to like, kind of like come here kind of with my arm of being like, come here quick kind of thing. But that'll be my turn.
All right. Awesome. I like that the two kind of most passive people that were in the audience are up first. So Zav, what are we doing here for you, man? You just saw Jira go ahead and basically, you know, light a fire attack off against one of these guards who kind of lets it bounce off of him with his armor and just kind of pushing it off, makes eye contact with him, and now it's your up.
These guards over here are moving actively towards where Irina is, right? Or are they moving more clearly towards the Baron?
Towards the stage in general. I guess it would be unclear who they're moving towards, but towards the stage in general.
Okay. I'm going to move here. That's 25 feet.
Okay.
Right in the middle of them, and cast Thunderwave at second level.
Great.
DC 15 save.
The last time Thunderwave got cast, it was against our own.
Yeah.
We all died that night.
One of those spells we don't use.
No saves. You see those guards fly back. They are, I mean, they hit trees, they hit houses, or they just skid along the ground, and they are not getting back up.
All right.
That goes full Gohan PTSD.
You did silence some of the crowd on that side, and they realize how dire their situation is. Now you start seeing people almost fling backwards to the end, like away from the stage, just back.
And that will be my turn.
All right.
No one is around me at this point.
Yep, you're all right for right now. Del, you are up. You have Jeremy here trying to rush somebody that you're in front of.
Yeah, so Jeremy is very clearly trying to get to her still.
Yes. Yeah. That is actively where he's at. He's drawn his sword at this point too. So,
and is the Baron still throwing his little tantrum?
He is still throwing a tantrum.
What's the lady doing?
She's scared. She's like, "Oh, I needed protection, and this is why."
She's not like, is she looking like she's about to start running?
Unclear, because just it's not her turn yet. She goes after you. I have her at the very end of the initiative order. But she did ask for your help, and you just remember that in that moment.
Yeah, no, I think Del definitely remembers that he's here to help her. I think Del turns to her and says, run. And then he turns to Jeremy and says, put up your sword, call them off. And I think then his action will just be going into the dodge stance. And, and he'll use his channel divinity sacred weapon. So you'll have a +2 to attack rolls going forward. So he lights his fist, and it now emits a light for about 20 feet around sacred weapon. And that'll be his turn.
All right. Gaius, you are up.
Gaius is going to step back over here where I can get like a semi good shot at, and I'm going to attempt to take down one of the guards that is just randomly mowing people down.
Yeah, there are three over here that are very visible. One back here a little harder to see, and then one back here that is nearly impossible to see. You'd be rolling with disadvantage.
Yeah, the closest one to me, I'm just going to take a couple shots at him with my bow. Say I was going to use sharpshooter too.
Okay, go for it. That's the one that had a sacred flame shot at him that he was able to kind of dodge out of the way of. 28 misses.
That's one. Damn.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So it's a 23 because I'm using
23 crap. Still obliterates that motherfucker. Cool. So go ahead and roll damage.
Cool. And then the next one is a 15 at him. I don't know if that hits either.
Yep. Also going to hit. Oh, no, not going to hit. Sorry. No, I take that back. I apologize. That does not hit.
No, I'm rerolling. It's so can I just take that and then add on all the stuff that I was going to add to it? All right. So it would be that plus 14. So 22.
Yeah, you absolutely murk this dude straight through his fucking neck. Does the Wilhelm scream, dies.
Cool. All right. And then I don't know if it's like a bonus action, but like try to like glance at Irina and then see if I can see anything else from the crowd. Like I'm very intently watching the crowd, but I just killed a guy, so I understand if I'm like too focused on other shit.
Yeah, you actually at this point just see a bunch of scared people. There are people dying on every side of them. There are people now pulling swords, shooting bows, casting spells, things that these guys don't normally see. They've lived not necessarily a privileged life, but a fairly cushy life here in Valaki. They haven't seen a lot of adversity in this way. You know, they know that they started the fight within themselves, but now here's where we are. It's just not a great situation. So you just see a lot of scared people, man. You got regular people here. You've got Vistani people here. Nobody's feeling great about the whole situation. So
cool. All right. Then I guess that's my turn. Just merc that guy.
All right.
And stay close enough to Del that he could protect me with his disadvantage thing.
Awesome. On to Aspion, Mr. Misty Step himself.
Here's the crowd looking like, is it still pretty panicked? Are there more guards ravaging the common people?
Are you asking if the crowd is panicked?
Yeah, like what's going on in the crowd off of the stage?
Yeah, people are freaking out, man. They're losing their damn minds. There's people dying around them. Most people are just trying to flee out the back of the...
They're still getting attacked by guards.
Yeah, still getting attacked by guards. Because it's kind of all happening at the same time, right? So still getting attacked by guards, but then, you know, you see Gaius take one of them out, takes a shot, another one, doesn't hit him. You see Zav take three out. You saw Jira attempt to attack one. But you also have people fighting amongst themselves. You have commoner versus commoner. You have bricks flying. You have all sorts of stuff. So,
as a bonus action, before I do anything, can I tell anybody? Is anybody party still in the crowd?
Yeah, we still have Ajira down there, and Ajira is really just right in the mix of it. Zav is a little off to the side, so not necessarily in the crowd. Maybe some stragglers in there, but just Ajira.
Ajira, and say, hey, try and get up here if you can. And then I'm going to move into the crowd.
Oh, you did that whole Misty step up there too, man. All right.
Well, I mean, I feel like Dell has the Jeremy thing covered.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
And I'm going to cast Fear.
Fear. What does Fear do? Sorry.
Anyone with a third level, anyone with 30 feet of me, must succeed in a wisdom saving throw. Or drop whatever is holding and become frightened during the duration.
Is this like enemies?
No, anything. So the crowd and all the guards that are within 30 feet of me and Ajira have to do a wisdom save.
One saves, one does not. Homie here, oopsie. Homie here is freaking out. Yeah. All right, we'll give him the fear. And then let me roll for the commoners real fast as well. Commoners aren't going to save. Everyone's just going to flee this way, away from you, kind of that direction. So we'll learn. Is there anything else you want to do, Aspion? Okay. Sounds good. All right. We will move on to Jeremy. He's conflicted. He doesn't know what to do. He is going to strike down on Del. He's going to step over so he can be a little closer, but then he is going to strike down on Del. He pulls his, I called it a sword, but he's actually got a battle axe. But he's going to pull his battle axe out and he is going to swing.
And he has disadvantage because I use dodge action. Oh, come
so
on, man.
He can't control that. So he rolled a 19, he rolled a 19 for his first attack.
Doesn't that miss?
I don't know. Does a 19 miss?
19.
He rolled 19 twice, actually.
Jesus. 19, 23,
23, yeah. 19. What the hell, man?
So much for a random roll.
Does that hit you, Del?
I think my AC is 18. I think a 19.
Okay, so a 19 is going to hit you.
Sorry, Del.
Take 12, 24 damage total.
24 damage. All right. War would be dead.
he screams like mad screams. Like He swings, and then just like gets like a fucking 3 inches from your face and just screams like King Kong at the top of his goddamn lungs. He's in pain. Something's not right.
You're about to be in pain.
Yeah, something's not right.
Is his weapon magical?
It is. It does not say that, no.
Okay, I gotta take my feet. I'll take 3 damage less from each of the attacks.
Okay. He does have the brutal feat, which a melee weapon deals 1 extra die of damage when Jeremy hits. My thing is, I don't know if that's included or not, so I'm just going to say it is, because that feels like a lot of damage coming out. So I'm just going to assume that that's already included in there.
2d10, yeah, because a battle axe would be 1d10 normally.
Yeah, right? Okay, yeah. I think that's right. Okay, so we're going to say, yeah, 2d10 then. It's already included, so that feat is null and void. I don't have to worry too much about it. And so he screams. So now at this point, I'm going to kind of make it everybody else's turn, even before I get to Fiona here. Irina, seeing your call, is going to move towards you, Ajira, 30. So she's going to move right here. She's going to leap off the stage and kind of jump right into your arms.
Okay.
Do you want to have a moment? Do you want to try to catch her? Yeah. Go ahead and roll a dex.
18.
Oh. Yeah, I'll say an 18 catches her, man. You basically scoop her up. You're the knight in shining armor in this situation. At this point, I'll allow the commoners to really start to flee back. Most people are just pulling straight back, trying to get away. I mean, you see people by the hundreds just pouring through the alleyways in the back. We'll say that a group of them are able to get away, and that more people just kind of start to pour back. That's kind of the out right now, right at this time. You hear the Baron say, like, Jeremy, protect me, don't let them get me. Nope. And
he's still silenced, Mike.
Oh, you're right, he's just gonna back up like a snivelly little bitch. He's gonna back up. It's at that time that Miss Lady Fiona Watcher is going to raise her hand in the air and say, "Now!" and almost light off like a flare, like a magical flare that kind of comes out of her hand and shoots straight up. And then it's at that time that you see these folks just kind of appear almost out of nowhere, it seems. And they're all just behind the guards, like they've just been waiting for this moment. But they're behind the guards, and they put their knives right under where their armor ends at their neck and just slice all of their throats open.
Jesus.
All the guards go down.
What about the ones that ran away?
They got bone tomahawked.
They got bone tomahawked, bro. They were waiting for him. They were waiting for him.
That's rough.
It's pretty rough, man. It's pretty rough.
It's a good reaction. Oh, that's rough, man.
I wanted to be the last people to get hurt. That's why I did it.
Your heart was in the right place. I mean, I imagine you saved civilians. So now we just have our fanatics, our cultists, and our commoners. Lady Fiona, almost like feeling the power, has her arms up like she's victorious in this moment. Ajira, we roll back around to your turn.
So there's 10 dead people. So the
there's way more than 10. Where are they at this point? There's way more than 10.
First 10. I guess. Okay. Let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. Where is the biggest concentration of them, close enough to arm's reach that I can start pulling them in?
You probably have some within arm's reach because you're kind of right in the middle. And this middle area is where they were fighting each other. And there are people who died there, whether it be by brick, stick, hand, fist, people trampled, whatever it is. Okay. There are people down right here in this area. There are people down on the sides over here. People mostly in the middle are fleeing towards
the first back. One that I see, I'm going to go ahead and cast. What was that? Spare the Dying on. And then I want to use my movement to move to, if I even need to move, to the next person that I see that might be dead on the ground. But also I want to do, as a bonus action, cast a spiritual weapon.
I'll say you're able to do Spare the Dying. You really don't even need to move. Like, just within your 5-foot area, I'll say that there are probably about 3 or 4 people that are trampled or down or whatever in some way.
Okay, that's fine.
Then you cast your spiritual weapon. Using it on anybody at this time?
I can't. I have to wait till next turn. Spiritual weapon to bring it out as bonus, and then I can move it as a bonus. So,
got it.
Yep.
All right. That's where we'll call you. Zav, you merc some dudes. You've got a couple cultists next to you. Oops. And you've got one cultist next to you. I guess priest, one cultist over here, one cultist over here. And they're just laying next to the bodies of, or standing next to the bodies of the guardsmen.
How do they look to me? Are they threatening in my direction? Are they like, what's, if I was to read their body language, how would I interpret it? Or am I under threat from them?
Unclear. If you want to, like, as an action roll for it, but I would say kind of unclear as to where their allegiance lies in this moment.
Okay.
Or even, I could even let you do it as a bonus action too. Except I know that your bonus action is kind of your action now. So I'm like, I don't know how to not mess you up in this situation.
I am going to move.
If you want to, as a free action, talk to one of them, you could do that. That'd be like a free action.
You wouldn't have. Do they still have their weapons drawn?
Yes.
Okay.
Blood dripping from them as they stand over dead bodies.
I'm going to move in towards Ajira and shout out to the cultist that I moved away from. Hail, can you drop your weapons? We mean no harm to you.
He replies back, this priest over here, we mean no harm to you either.
And I kind of put my hands up and walk backwards towards Ajira and Irina. And I am going to get close enough to give Ajira Bardic Inspiration.
All right.
And that will be my turn.
Sounds good, man. All right. Del, you are up. Jeremy smacking you.
Come on, Jeremy, man.
Jeremy doesn't mess around. Jeremy's a tough dude.
Jeremy doesn't mess around. All right. Del will, I guess he's going to do a full attack on Jeremy. He's going to punch him.
Punch him good, man.
And these have an additional +2 on them. So I guess I'll just roll them in here, but.
Oof. Oof. With rolls like that. Yeah, you're definitely going to connect on one of them. That's the good news.
Yeah.
So you're going to do 11 bludgeoning damage to him.
And I'll follow it up with a divine smite.
All right, go ahead and roll that damage.
All right, 2d8.
All right.
There it is. So 7 plus 11, so 18 damage.
Perfect.
Wait, 2d8? You said? Oh, that the 7 is 2d8.
That was,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
2 and a 5.
All right.
Because you rolled an 8 before that. You rolled Divine Smite 2 times.
Yeah, just make sure it didn't cross off your list twice. You should be good. And let me see what he is. He's just a humanoid. You're good. All right. And then go ahead, Gaius. You are up.
Crap. Run across here. I'm actually going to run. What direction do I go? I'm going to get right up here and I'm going to utter my elven words. Yeah, so I'm going to make Jeremy my sworn enemy. And then I'm going to unload on this dude.
All right. Hit him up, bud.
All right. So I get advantage on him and I have elven accuracy. So I roll 3 dice and take the highest of the 3.
Hit him.
So...
one of those is going to hit.
The 17, cool.
The 17's hit.
Awesome. And then for the next of the double attacks, I'm going to use sharpshooter, so I'm going to minus it by 5.
Okay. There you go. Yeah,
those would have hit. Does an 18 hit him? Does an 18 hit him? Cool.
Yes.
All right. Second shot. What about a 24? Does that hit him?
Yep, that's going to hit him too.
All right. Cool. Okay.
Go ahead and roll me some damage. Oh, you can do another one. You're in. You're good.
Yeah, I just assume that he's not going to go down for the first two shots. I'm just going to roll all four of my shots
right now. Actually, just so you know, Josh, that second shot was a crit.
Oh, shit. All right. So maybe he will die here. Let's see. Let's roll the damage.
He didn't look very phased by Dell's punches, if that helps you.
All right, cool. So 24 for the first one. And then I'm going to activate. I guess for the second shot, I'll do that. And then the second one was a crit, did you say, Matt?
Yeah.
Coolio. So just one more D8 on top of that. Mm-hmm. So 8, 33, okay. And then for that one, I'm going to use Enfeebling Arrow. So I'm going to roll 2d6s, and then he's going to take that much necrotic damage, and he has to save a constitution throw of, or make a constitution save of 12 or more.
And if he's immune to necrotic damage, does he need to make that?
Yes. Is he immune to necrotic damage?
Yeah, he's not going to take any damage from that. He's still got to use it, but he's not going to take any damage from it.
All right, but he still needs to make his save.
He rolled a 10.
All right, so all of his melee attacks the next turn are half damage now.
Got it. So just to confirm, how much damage did you get overall? It was 24 plus 33, right?
Yeah, so 57. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, action fine, surge. Dude. I'm taking two more shots at him.
Okay, just let me know when we're there so I can get it all added up for myself.
All right. Here we go. 20. Does a 20 hit?
Yeah, 20 is going to hit.
Sweet. All right, that was the first shot.
Yeah, you got a crit there, so you're definitely going to hit.
Cool. All right, so here's the non-crit. Plus 11, so 33 more. 21 plus 8, so 29. So what did I do with that first one?
Dude, that's 119 damage. Is that right?
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
57 the first time.
Yeah, 57 from the first two attacks. And then what did this next one do?
And then it was plus 33 and then plus 29.
So yeah, that's 62. So 57. So yeah, 109. Yeah, you got it right.
It's unreal, dude. All right, so that said, let me go back to fucking Jeremy here. How the hell is he looking? All right, yeah, he's definitely fucking bloodied now, dude. He is fucked the hell up and back.
And every melee attack he makes during his next turn, the target only takes half damage.
Got it. All right, we're gonna just call that your turn, guys. I'm not gonna even ask if you got any more to do. Aspion, what do you got? He's pretty fucked, dude. He is not in a good way. He got pelted by like a Van Helsing number of fucking arrows, you know, that like that's just what kept happening to him. So he's not good, man. What is it that we were casting? Oh, magic missile. I can see it there. Magic missile is always a weird one to cast, though. You need to cast it if you're hitting third level. Is that
not impressed with the number this did?
Yeah, unfortunately, man. Death by 1,000 cuts.
That's gonna be 2, 4, 8, and 13.
Okay.
That load would be so disappointed.
Josh just did 100 damage, man. What the fuck are you up to?
And that's magical, so you're good there. And then, all right. Perfect. Yeah, no, he's still looking pretty fucked up. Not quite down yet, but pretty bad off. What else are you doing, Aspion?
Nothing, I guess. So disappointing.
That's okay. All right, we're gonna switch over to Jeremy's turn. Just for, you know, aesthetic, he's disadvantaged as it is anyway. He is going to swing on he's actually gonna attempt to swing on Lady Fiona. With disadvantage, he is going to miss. And he's actually going to hit. He's going to miss, and then he's going to hit. She's looking right fucked up as well. I don't think she expected to get hit from him.
Yeah.
37.
I think, Mike, and I think this is right, but you can only, if someone has, so he has disadvantage from something Josh did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he doesn't have disadvantage. His
attacks are halved.
Yeah.
Oh, they're halved?
Okay, but
the attacks are halved.
But he does have disadvantage from Del.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to say, because I don't think you can get double disadvantage. But
no, you can't get like double advantage or disadvantage. But
yeah, okay. So he does have disadvantage from Del, and he does half damage because of Josh. Okay.
I don't know if he does. I don't know if it's half damage in total or if it's half damage. It's half damage. Never mind.
Oh wait. Also, Mike, I cast Sanctuary on her before, and I don't think she's cast an attack since she hasn't attacked anybody, right?
She has not attacked anybody. No.
Okay, so then Sanctuary still is on. So if any creature who targets her must first make a Wisdom saving throw.
And you rolled a 14.
Yeah, that gets it. Yep.
Okay, that still hits. Okay.
But I think all that's right. The first attack, and I think he has to do it for a second attack. Mm.
He rolled a 2.
That does not pass.
Okay, we're going to say that no damage was done to Lady Fiona then in that turn.
I think his first attack would have gone through.
What's that?
His first attack would have gone through and done half damage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because it wasn't with disadvantage. Well, no, it was with disadvantage, right? It was with disadvantage and half advantage.
Well, he had disadvantage, but he hit. And then... but he had disadvantage.
Yeah, it was 11 for the first attack, and then the second one technically would have connected, but then he didn't get the Wisdom save. So, no.
I see. I got you. Yep, I'm with you.
Yep. Okay. So, with that, he's going to do kind of two piddly, measly attacks, not able to even really stand. He's kind of on one knee, and he looks back to Vargas, and he says, Vargas, help me. The Baron's going to take this time, since we're going to, in Jeremy's turn, going to take this time to fucking bolt. Like he is Usain bolting out of here, man. He's going. So Fiona has got all these little minions, hanging out. It's her turn now. She's got all these little minions kind of hanging out on, the sides, on the corners here. And at this point, they're basically letting and helping people flee the area, right? They're kind of ushering people out. And she goes, looks at you, Del and Gaius, and says, "Thank you for your help."
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. Thank you.
Bloody gauntlet.
Del, you're still pretty occupied with Jeremy. I'd say that you're still looking at him, even though he's kind of down, but not down really. Yeah. Gaius, go ahead and give me a perception check. I want to see what you see.
Oh man, perceptions plus 3. Cool. All right, just one dice here.
Usually, yes, just one.
Yeah, I roll it 20 times.
Yeah, you got a good view of everything. You can see that commoners are still trying to get away. This crowd was fairly large, still trying to get away. You can see these priestess, cultists, everybody who's kind of in this red hood, weapons dripping with blood, but they're not attacking any of the crowd. They're letting them go. They're even ushering them like, "Come on, this way, helping them go. And it's at that time you guys hear an unworldly shriek. fucking awesome, and I love it, dude. So you hear like that noise. next thing you know, you see Jeremy look back. Sounds like what Matt said. Jeremy look back, and you see not one or two or three, but 6 vampire spawns sitting at the top of these rooftops, looking down on you. The real fight is about to begin.
Can I say adding one thing? I see them. I go, "Well, hello there."
All right, we are starting at the top of the order, with these new foes that have entered the battle. I'm going to say that this first dude, this homie here, is going to swoop down onto Vargas here. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna fuck a fool up. He actually crit too. Fuck. Vargas is literally wiped off the map. Just. And you know what? Here's what I'll say for that. Vargas wouldn't have left without his wife and son, at least. He gets two attacks. I'll say that Lady Vargas dies too. The son is knocked over and left on his ass in front of this vampire spawn. He looks to the stage and does a shrieking howl. Next, this vampire spawn is going to fly down here. Hit this fool.
So Fiona Watcher's people are in the battle with us. They're like fighting against these vampires.
Yes, they are.
Against them. So sweet. All right, cool.
They are not super sturdy, much like the guards. And that one goes down with a claw and a bite attack. They're also wearing robes, so they have like no AC whatsoever. Their AC is very low. All right. Two people off the battlefield, and Ajira, you're up.
So one spawns right there. I am going to hold my turn until they get closer.
Are you going to hold it? Tell me what you're doing. Be a little more specific.
I need to wait for them to get within 20 feet of me. So once they become within 20 feet of me, I will take my turn, if that's the case. I just can't do anything right now, so that's why I'm just holding my turn until one comes closer to me.
But I kind of need you to like prepare an action, though, if you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm going to be using... Back over to this one. We're going to be using Guiding Bolt and my weapon.
Fine, but...
So we are going to... Go ahead and cast Guiding Bolt. And let me pop back over to map.
Damn, good hit.
We're on. Come on.
Oh, that is a good hit.
And it's radiant damage too, which is
okay. I can't click on the map, but the guy to the right of the stage.
So you turned to dust
right here?
Nope. Right.
Oh, this stage.
Cool. Yep, that one.
Got it.
And then whoever comes within 20 feet of me, I'm going to whack him with my weapon.
Damn. Nice. All right. So I'm sorry, looking at the roll, is that 25 plus 20? Am I understanding that right?
Yes.
Yep.
So 45 altogether.
Thank you, sir.
Does he get taken off the board?
Oh, he does not get taken off the board, but he got hit hard. They don't actually, this is a weird thing about vampires, they don't like radiant damage. That's usually kind of their thing. So
that's why I chose it. Then I cast Sending Distraught and say, fuck with me again. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, cool. And then we'll have you hold your bonus action for when someone's within 20 feet. Yeah. Anything else we're doing here?
Nope.
Okay. And
Does Guiding Bolt give people advantage on the target that it hits or something? Or
it does, yes.
Yeah, the next person who attempts to attack that target has advantage.
Yes.
Rick, yeah. I like having advantage.
Zappy Zap.
Have advantage.
One dude. I am going to use my circlet of blasting to cast Scorching Ray on. Wait, do the ping. This one, this one, and this one. All three of them will receive 4 damage if they are able to pass. Let me see.
Is it a dex saving throw? Is that right?
That is a dex save. Oh, no, that's a ranged spell attack. So, sorry.
Oh. Oh, okay.
DC 15 against AC.
15 does not hit. Do you want to roll one for each vampire?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. At least there's still a chance, maybe.
A 20.
Okay.
And the third one is a 17. Oh.
Yes, 20 and 17 will hit. 11 and 11 damage on both these gumballs.
And then I am going to use my bonus action, thanks to wild magic. I'm going to use my bonus action to cast Fireball.
God bless me.
And I'm going to center on this target, which will get both or all three in range, as it is 20-foot radius. So everybody in range there.
All right, go ahead and let me roll some dex. That's
a dex 15.
Okay. And is that going to hit three of them? Is that right?
Yep.
One is going to save.
All right, that's 28 for everybody who didn't.
Got it.
And 14 for the one that did.
Got it.
Now I'm remembering magic users are just like insanely strong.
Glass cannons.
Said it right, glass cannons.
Glass cannons.
And from my vantage point, am I able to see any spawns kind of south or southwest of me?
Yeah, you can see them all. They've all made themselves known by screeching and howling like a bunch of...
I can't see anything because of fog of war. I can only see to here. So we only see this vampire at most. So if there are more than that, we aren't aware of
them. How about this? You say that you can hear them and you know they're there, but you can't maybe visibly see them.
Okay. Yeah, I can see four of them.
Yeah, I see just four.
When they get their chance to move, they'll be coming in. Don't worry.
So I'm going to use my movement and move in. behind.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Awesome. All right, we're going up to the vampire spawn. Homie here is coming straight onto you, Gaius. He's going to strike with a claw and bite attack. All right. The claw attack is going to hit for 18 damage. I need you to...
The 18 roll, you mean? 18 to hit and then 9 damage?
But it's going to be 18 attacks. So what I'm going to do instead of the damage in this case is I'm actually going to have the vampire attempt to grapple you. That's one of the weird things they can do. So basically, instead of me dealing damage to you, I'm going to grapple you. You need to roll a strength DC 13. Strength save.
Well, I'm not going to succeed at that, probably.
I think you can actually use athletic or dexterity or strength to escape a grapple. You're allowed to use one or the other, depending on your choice. Like you're dodging it or you're fighting them off.
Cool. So do I roll acrobatics or a dexterity saving throw?
But he also, I don't think he gets to roll it this turn. That's an action.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so to escape it, you need to roll a DC 13 and that'll be on your turn. I see. Thanks, Tom. Okay. So it's a little both of everything we thought. All right, cool. So with that, you're going to take damage from that. Yeah, right. Tom's helping and hurting.
Okay, let's come out on top.
So he's going to bite down on you as well.
Piece of shit.
Yep. And that's going to hit for 5 piercing damage plus 5 necrotic damage.
Josh, it's 10 damage. It's not 110. You're fine.
Josh, as he bites you, you guys see him, Josh being the first person to get attacked by a vampire, you see this vampire actually get stronger in this moment. Like he's gaining something back from that bite.
Asshole.
Yep.
So reduced.
These guys might be a little tougher than you thought.
So Josh, you lost 5 hit points.
Sweet.
Sorry, that was a question. No,
he lost 10. 5 piercing, 5 necrotic.
Yeah, but it's only reduced by the necrotic damage taken, according to this thing.
Oh, really?
The text says it's reduced. The target's hit point maximum is reduced by the amount equal to the necrotic damage taken, not the total damage taken.
Dang, did
my max hit points go down? You took 10 damage, but your max hit points also go down by 5.
Yeah, by 5. That was what I was asking. How much is max hit
points? Their max hit points go down, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to shout to Dell and say, get this thing off of me if I can.
I'll say he bit your cheek. Homie's going for it. Dell, you're up.
Cheeky.
Just a smooch.
Dell's got a lot of stuff going on right now, man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now,
man. A lot going on right now. A lot on Dell's plate.
There's a lot on Dell's plate right now, man.
Dell just yells it. Guys, I got a lot on my plate right now.
I don't know, man. I don't know about this shit.
Shoot. I was actually planning on doing something a little different, but
Actually, Mike, can I hit that one that I don't know if you can see this, but can I hit that one?
Yeah, sure, all out. He came into 20 feet. Okay.
Yeah. 22 to hit, and it would be 7 damage.
Sorry, 22 is just, it's too low, man. It didn't hit. I'm sorry.
Of course.
No problem. 7 damage. I got that placed on there. Awesome.
Does that save me from the grapple?
No.
Fucker.
You got fucked up, bro.
I hate
Josh, you actually take 3 of that damage because you're grappled to him now.
True. You know, the bite kind of synced you both up, so.
Yeah.
Del, you're up.
All right. Del will... I guess he's just going to turn to Jeremy. All right. Yeah. I'll get into character. Del turns to Jeremy another time. And then he steps through the widow over to where they're grappling each other. And I think, can he assist on the grapple and pull the vampire off of him?
I'll allow you to, if you want to do that as an action, but then we wouldn't be able to roll until Gaius's turn still. But I'll allow you to do like an assist if you want to do that as like a bonus action.
Would he get like advantage if he were to just attack the thing that's holding me? Because it's like preoccupied and held in one spot. I mean, he's not being held, but he's holding himself in one spot.
No. They're vampires. Like, this is what they do. So.
Yeah, because the vampire could just as easily turn and have you be a human shield.
Right. Or just, like, let go. Like, there's so many different things that could happen. Like, this is what they do. So, they're used to dancing like this.
Dancing with the devil.
Man.
Okay. Can I grapple them?
Oh shit, dude! Grapple
something, dude. Group hug.
Yes. Piggyback on a piggyback.
No, Del will not do that. That seems crazy, even for Del. But Del will, I guess. If I use the aid another, that's going to be a bonus to offer him assistance on the next turn.
Yeah, I could say that's like a bonus action for you. That way, you can still use an action if you'd like.
Also, both Del and Guy still have the Bardic Inspiration from before.
Truth.
Oh, shit. Cool.
I guess Del is just going to punch this vampire. All right. That's what he's going to do. Del is going to use a full attack on the vampire.
All right.
2 punches.
Go ahead and hit this sucker. Both miss.
17s, actually, though.
Oh, that's right. Yes, no, both hit.
Oh my goodness. Are you going to divine smite this bad boy?
Actually, no, Josh. I'm going to divine smite this bad boy twice.
Oh! I'm flexing IRL right now.
So he does 14 damage with the bludgeoning, and then I guess I'll use Divine Smite once and see how that works, and then keep going.
All right.
I'll use the first one at first level, so it does 2d8, but it actually does another. So it does first one does 9 additional damage.
Okay.
So he's done 14 plus 9, 23 damage. I'm assuming spawn's fine, right?
Yeah, spawn's fine. So 23 total damage or 23 for each damage? Sorry,
that was 23 so far. And then I'll use Divine Smite again.
Got it.
So 23 total so far.
Okay.
8, 14, 23 total damage. And then I'll use Divine Smite again, but this time I'll use it at second level.
Okay.
So it'll be 3d8.
Yep.
Plus another 1 because it's undead. So I'll just do this 2d8 twice, I guess.
Damn, good rolls.
Boom!
Oh, it did it automatically. Oh, okay. It's like, oh, okay. So it's the 15 plus the 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not necessarily the 12. Okay.
Yeah, the 12, I think, was just a misclick.
Got it. All right, cool. Yeah, he's definitely looking pretty fucked up as the vampire.
28, so 51.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He kind of wallows and screams in pain. That's how they sound, you know. Checks out. A little bit like a murloc, so, you know. Dill, what else are we doing for you?
That will be it. Other than the assisting kind of thing.
Vampire spawns are coming from all around now. Okay. Homie's going to move up till there. Oh, you know, he might as well move all the way up, actually. We'll move up here, and that'll be his turn using a dash action to just get a little extra footage. We'll have this guy So homie's going to move there. I'm going to attack down on Dell. This one's not going to try to grapple, just the claw and bite attack. He going hard. You hurting his buddy. Holy shit, he going hard. You're hurting his buddy. And then he's going to lay down on a bite. So that's a 26 and a 21 to hit.
Yeah, they definitely both hit.
Yep. Yep. These guys don't fuck around like when they hit.
For the first one, Dell will use Stone Endurance and reduce it by D12 plus 2.
Okay.
So you reduce the first one by 9 damage.
Okay.
Instead of 14, it'll be 5. Oh, are these magical attacks?
The bite is.
The bite is. Okay, so he takes only 2 damage from the claws then.
Okay.
And then the normal amount of damage, 17 damage from the bite.
Got it.
So 19 damage.
19 damage. All right, cool. And that vampire is feeling stronger as well after that turn. And yes, your maximum goes down. All right. And then Gaius, it is your turn.
Cool. So first beginning of the turn, I'm trying to get out of the grapple, I guess.
Yep. Try to get out that grapple.
And do I have advantage because Dell is helping me with this?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say that he even took some extra damage knowing that he's got to focus on helping you. So.
All righty then. Does a 23 get out?
Yes. A 23 will break away.
Fuck this guy. I'm going to run over here where I'm still within range of Dell.
You will get attack of opportunity, though.
Oh, damn it. Wait, right, can I use my movement rather than actually move? Can I just do that thing where I shift, basically, like one space?
That's a 3rd edition.
Yeah, I don't know that rule.
Oh, fuck.
So he's going to swipe on you. Actually, he doesn't probably hit. He swipes for a 12. So
yeah, all right, cool. And then I'm going to the one that that Dell damaged is this one, right?
Yeah.
And he's looking damaged.
Yeah, he's looking pretty fucked up. He's not so good as the vampires say.
Cool. Going to shoot his ass.
Hit him.
So the first one, is going to be a 15, and the next one is a 21 to hit.
Yep, both are going to hit.
Cool. All right. Let's roll this damage. 32.
All right. Homie's going to blip out of existence. You basically, like a nail gun, bolt him to the stockades that people were being held in. He's held up like the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Just...
Can I shout something to Jeremy just as like a free action or something, basically saying like, we've got a new enemy, these guys killed the Baron. I'm gonna shout at him, hoping that he's not too insane to understand what's going on.
Del, you've talked to Jeremy. Guys, you've talked to Jeremy. Jeremy just watched everything that he was supposed to protect die. He has got tears in his eyes and is a broken man in this moment. He's just screaming, pounding the floor, crying, doesn't know which way's up or down. Can't figure out what the hell he's supposed to be doing. Guys, we doing anything else on your turn?
Other than shouting to Jeremy and staying close to Dell, where I can get some disadvantage imposed on these assholes? No, not really. I mean, hope that fucking Aspion sees all this happen, goes Gohan on these guys like he did on the...
worked out before for you guys.
River snake thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to move on from your turn. We're going to go over to the other vampire spawn. All right. Homie's going to run up on Zab. He used a dash action to get over there. Going to go over to Jeremy, who has no action to take right now. He is completely out of it, in tears, blood's all around him. Vampire's been killed right next to him. He's tried to kill people at this point. He is completely emotionally and mentally gone at this time. Aspion, your turn.
Super awesome time, Jeremy, for that to happen. Thanks for the mental breakdown.
All right. Aspion, what are we doing?
As the battle ensues around him and moves over here just a little bit. And I'm going to cast Fireball. And I'm going to cast it right here.
Okay.
So you're going to hit. It's only 20 foot radius.
So five. You will hit Jeremy, though.
Yeah, I don't care.
Fucking great.
Roasted.
And this one would be in range.
Okay.
Before I do that, I'm going to use a bonus action, spend some sorcery points, and recover a third level spell slot.
Seems right. Okay, let's do it. You can use those sorcery points. Let me go ahead. I'm going to roll some dex saves for these guys. Do you want to roll your damage? All right. They're very dexterous.
Damn, son.
Yeah, let me roll for Jeremy because he might get roasted. Also, sorry, I rolled initiative for him like a dummy. That was the wrong button. Jeremy rolled a 17. Pretty good rolls all the way through, actually.
Yeah. It's the way the dice roll.
Yep.
Well, take half damage. At least.
Still, that was a lot of damage, man. For
29 plus 3, 16 damage each.
What is it? Sorry.
16 damage each.
Okay, thank you.
It's halved.
Jeremy is pretty fucked up looking. The vampires not hurt as bad as you would probably want them to be.
That's all I got.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Lady Fiona is going to attempt to run away from the vampire. He is going to get an attack of opportunity, but she is freaked the hell out and doesn't want to be here anymore.
Has he had his turn since Gaius?
Who?
The vampire.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure because I knew he took an attack of opportunity on Gaius. So.
Oh, no, that's a different vampire. They murked that dude.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
This guy will have disadvantage on the attack on the lady, though.
Oh, thank God.
In this case, it is not going to matter. Looks like even with the disadvantage, hit a 19.
And does 11.
What about the wisdom save?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. You're right. I'm used to just rolling twice, and it kind of does it on here for me. You're right. I'll say that doesn't hit, that Del's able to save her as she tries to get away. So.
Yeah. Also, Josh, good call on the wisdom save, too.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Either way, she gets away. I'm going to say, all right, I'll say that most of the cultists are able to get away, minus one left. All righty. Perfect. Lady Fiona's almost out of here. All right, we're going to start with this dude who is going to rush up. Gaius, you murked one of his buddies, so he's not super happy with you. He's coming after you.
Cool.
Homie's hitting with the claws.
Because Del's defensive thing?
I think the opponent has to be within 5 feet of me.
Yeah.
What? No, I thought it was anyone standing within 5 feet of you.
The guy needs to be next to him.
When a creature you can see attacks a target other than you within within 5 feet. I can impose. Yeah, so he'll have disadvantage.
Are you only able to use that once though per turn if you used it for Lady Fiona?
But did he use it for Lady Fiona?
Yeah, he did.
Well, oh no, because I'm saying like Lady Fiona.
Oh, like, yeah, because now the wisdom check actually matters.
Because yeah. I can roll that wisdom check.
Yeah, maybe that. Mm-hmm.
14.
Yeah, that gets it then. It was a 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say no, Gaius can't be covered in that situation.
Then no, I can't impose disadvantage. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn it.
So Gaius, a 16 and 11 to hit. I think the 11 misses, but the 16 is going to hit you for 9 slashing damage.
Cool. This is not cool, by the way. I'm trying to play.
This is having a great time. This vampire, even though it's got like little wings and things like that, actually flips you off. And flips you off as it kills you because you killed his buddy. Not super happy. I'm going to have him run down here. I'm going to have him run down here. And, oh, you know what? I'll have him flank. use a dash action, and then we'll say that Ajira is flanked at this time.
Do this.
And then Ajira, it is your turn.
I'm so happy you moved that guy down to me, Mike. So I'm going to be casting Spirit Guardian.
That's one you got disadvantage on because of the Guiding Bolt, remember? Or you have
the Spirit Guardian. Everyone who enters a 15-foot radius of myself needs to go ahead and make a
Wisdom saving throw.
Yep,
Wisdom save. Wisdom save.
So I got three of those. Looks like two are going to take the damage.
Two are going to take full damage. The other one's going to take half damage. And this is radiant damage too, by the way.
Noted.
Cool. I'm going to move. What's up?
What does it look like? If you're good or neutral, they look like angelic or fey, and if they're evil, they're fiendish. And I have no idea what your alignment is. I've been curious about it for a long time. So,
You see an angelic, like, fear come over me, and that is filled with just little like angels.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Is very
that look a lot like you, Irina. And then after that, I'm going to move my weapon down and go ahead and attack him. And that is
with advantage because you hit him with a guiding bolt.
That is true, actually.
Yeah.
So I will take the 25 because so another 10 points of force damage to him.
Got it.
And after that, I go, shit.
All right, Zav, you're up. You got kind of a little swarm of vamps around you.
I am going to cast Fireball just outside of the range of Ajira, myself, and Irina behind these vampires.
So you should be able to get those two.
DC 15, 22 damage.
Looks like they both save, so they'll take 11 each.
Okay. And then that was my bonus action.
Okay.
And as my action, you see my eyes glow white, and from my back, white and blue wings flash out, almost incorporeal, and I take off into the air this way. And I realize that'll give me some attacks of opportunity, but I'm here for it.
All right, let's do it. Three attack of opportunities. I got a 17, a 14, and a 10. Any hit?
I am going to cast shield.
Okay.
And then none will hit.
All right. That's how it works, dude. All right. Del, you're up. You got two fairly healthy looking vampires next to you. You have a really fucked up looking Jeremy. I don't know how Gaius is looking, but I know he's taking a hit or two.
Del, how bad are you looking, Gaius?
Like
on a rating of 1 to 30.
I'm 100%.
On a rating from 1 to 30, let's see. I'd have to so 47. Oh. I got. I'm trying to break down mathematically. I'm like looking at about 75%. I'm so on a 30, I'd be like a 22 and a half on a 1 to 30.
Oh, so you're doing pretty good.
No, I'm surrounded by vampires. I like.
But your health is fine. Your health.
Guys, I don't want to hear about it.
You're not bloodied.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Then Del will use lay on hands on himself.
Yeah, Del's looking a little fucked up.
Yeah.
You want to lay on hands on the vampire? You want to put hands on those? Guys, dudes.
For whatever reason, your health doesn't like update for me, so I can never keep track of you. But I know that you got attacked, but I didn't know how bad off it was.
I'm keeping track of it. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
All right. Del will put himself back up at full health. Well, kind of full. He's still missing that earlier stuff. And then, or the from the drain. And that's an action. So with his bonus action, he'll cast Shield of Faith down on Ajira. Ajira gets a plus two bonus to AC for the duration, but it is concentrated by Del. And that would be it.
All right. Sweet. Next up, we have a vampire. It does have advantage just because of flanking reasons. It's going to... All right. All right. So hits for 17 and 24. Ajira.
24 is the only one that hits.
Okay, it's going to be 9 plus 8 necrotic damage, and then that'll reduce your HP as well, your maximum hit points. Oh, you know what? Actually, before we do that, Matt, I'll put that on there. Go ahead and roll me a concentration check. It's actually probably the most important thing right now.
But yeah, that's fine. So he'll take the damage and then it'll fall off.
Yeah, we'll say that's fine. Guardian.
Okay.
Wait, I mean, Matt, you might actually succeed with a D6.
You can get a shot.
A D6? I have to get above a 15, I thought, right?
No, it's not a 15. It's either 10 or half the damage, whichever is higher.
3, so that's a 9 still. So yeah, no.
No worries, no worries. Whichever is higher. So in this case, it's 10. So.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We're cutting up to the vampire next to Del. That vampire is feeling a little stronger, and he's coming down on you with some claws and a bite. Rolled like shit, though, dude. He's not hitting anything.
Good, because he had like a crit last time.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That's all he's doing on his turn. Just hitting armor, got nothing left. Gaius, you're up.
Which one of these vampires is looking more fucked up? The ones that are immediately close to me?
The one that's closer to you is a little more fucked up. They're both pretty dang healthy.
Oh, I hate it when vampires are healthy. That sucks. shit. I can't leave this guy without getting an attack of opportunity, can I?
But now you would have disadvantage because I would have my reaction back.
I guess what you could do is you could use disengage as a...
No, I want to attack him. Like, I'm going to die if this thing is still alive in a little bit. So, fuck. Nowhere is safe. Oh, there's enemies all around me. I hate this. Move the one space away that I need to shoot him with a bow, basically.
I mean, you're still within.
You're still within 5 feet.
Yeah, that didn't do it much, but I mean, sure, if you want to move there for a flavor, that's fine.
So I can't attack him with a bow right up in his face. And I can't attack him
with a bow. It's disadvantage, I thought.
Yeah, it's just disadvantage for him. That's all it
is. If I can sit right in front of you and just shoot a bow at you. Now, if I hit, that's a whole different story.
There's no way to attack him with the bow, Josh, without, I think, triggering disadvantage or taking two turns to do it.
Yeah.
What if I can just move? What if I move right here and take an attack of opportunity from this dude?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, I'm going to do that.
You'll have disadvantage on the attack.
Yep. Oh, well, I guess, sorry. I keep thinking that I need to roll it again. I'm sorry. It's 22 for a disadvantage.
Come on, man.
Wait, what? No, damn it.
13, my...
Yeah, come on, dude.
You did it. No, you guys got
right. It's 22.
Yeah, it's 22. I'm like, you can't pick and choose just because it double rolls and stuff like that.
I am 100% joking. You are.
Yeah, no, I was too. All right, now I'm bloodied. I'm at half health, and I'm gonna take two shots at this dude.
All right, go ahead and take your shots.
Oh, it's one where I might die.
Bill's doing okay.
I'm glad to hear that.
So I was like, I'm all right. don't worry, guys. It's cool.
You got a lot of smarts. So.
By the way, I'm not using sharpshooter.
Okay.
So does the 17 hit?
17's going to hit, yeah, sir.
Cool, yeah. He takes 9. And then let's take another shot at him.
Guys, it never does quite as much damage as you think it's going to do.
Because it's, I figure these guys are probably hurting. Hold on, let me, these are probably resistant to some shit. Let me see.
I mean, you still get attack anyways.
Yeah.
Am I within 10 feet of this guy?
Yes, you're within 10 feet of both vampires next to you.
Damn it. All right. There was just... I'd run away, but I can't save Del if that's... I don't want to leave Del just get eaten alive by these things. All right. But then again, maybe I should have done, because I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm not particularly useful up close. Let's take the second shot. This one is going to have sharpshooter on it. Damn, doesn't even hit. All right, nope. Never mind.
So we're going to flip back over to Ajira. Homie here is going to strike up on you.
Cool. Wait on me. Actually,
21 and a 14.
Tom, how much did you raise my AC by?
2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 21 hits.
This guy pees a little bit on your shoe, Ajira. Jeremy is completely out of it. In fact, I'm going to take him out of initiative order because he's no longer helping.
Oh my goodness.
Jeremy.
He's too consumed by grief, you could say. Aspion. King leader of the group. What are we doing?
I'm going to move right here, and I'm going to cast Scorching Ray.
Okay. What level? And
third level.
Okay.
Steve, don't you have a bunch of high-level spells?
I only have third-level spells.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
Level right now.
Oh, you're casting it at third level. I thought you said you were casting it at first level. I was like, man, no. I'm going to die.
Bell's like, now's not the time, dude. This is it's funny. This is only phase three of a six phase fight. So you guys got to hold your shit together, man.
I got the first one at this vampire here.
Okay. It's not going to hit, unfortunately.
Okay. I got second one at this one.
Okay. That's also not going to hit. Sorry, man.
God damn it. I'm guessing one at Jeremy.
I'm going to say whatever you roll, it's going to hit, dude. He's not doing anything. Like, it's just going to hit him. How do you kill Jeremy?
He just gets lit on fire and he dies.
So
I give no shits about Jeremy. I want him dead.
There's no noise that Jeremy makes. There's no dramatic pause. And then just falls over. Just like gone.
Like a baby phoenix. He does the opposite.
You see Zav yell out, "No!"
Oh.
I yelled before I did that.
How was I going to know you were going to torch Jeremy?
I didn't think you were going to torch Jeremy.
I thought you were going to focus up all on, like, I don't know, one vampire to increase the chance that you might kill one that was about to kill us.
Torch this one.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too.
God fucking damn it.
Also, I didn't hear you.
I like that you tried to kill vampires and you only killed Jeremy. That's pretty fucking funny, dude.
Just like trying to kill wolves and only killing party members.
Plus six, and I only rolled a fucking seven. It was the highest roll I had.
This vampire is definitely not going to attack Aspion. He thinks he might even be helping them at this point. This fool's going to run up. He's going to shoot him a thumbs up, like a really undead, like, thumbs up. And then he's going to run up to Gaius and unleash the hate.
Leave me the hell alone.
13 and a 10 probably not hitting you.
No.
All right. You're getting away this time.
Still not happy.
He nuzzles you a little bit to make you feel better.
All right. I'll take that.
All right, attacking down on Ajira with a 21 and a with advantage. So I guess a 24 and a 26. Not that it matters, but
yeah, both of them are gonna hit.
Yep, you're gonna take 28 damage total.
28 damage. Okay, cool.
Hey, also reducing hit points, and it's gonna heal that vampire up a little bit. I will say, as a party, you guys are noticing that the vampires are regenerating faster than you can mostly do damage to them. And you guys probably think as a collective group that if you focus, it'll probably help your chances. Yeah. This one looking the most hurt right in front of Ajira here. This
of course,
one,
the ones that are taking is not like Gaius's knowledge, but this is just Josh's knowledge of like D&D. I know that if vampires take radiant damage, they don't heal up the next turn.
They do not if they take radiant damage.
So we've definitely blocked some of that from happening.
You've blocked two of them at this time.
Actually, Mike, then one that just attacked me should not be healing up then.
So it can't heal with its regeneration, but it can heal with its bite. It has nothing to do with...
I was like, well, then...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it only got... Yeah, instead of it being like more hit points, it only got a few hit points. So I'm keeping track of it. Don't worry.
I was going to do something cool, but now, unfortunately, I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to be casting Beacon of Hope right on top of myself.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be casting Healing Word on myself as well, which gives me 21 points of healing.
All right. You high-five yourself and give yourself some words of encouragement. Like, come on, get your shit together, man. Come on, you can fucking do this shit. And
and then I'm going to look at Irina and go, take my sword, help. I can't stay up for long.
What's your weapon?
Short sword.
Okay.
I'm not handing, but she can grab it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't have a movement or anything that I can give her. Yeah.
Oh, we'll say she goes right after you. I'm sorry, Zav, we're going to wait on your turn for just a second. Right. We'll say Irina pulls out this short sword that I definitely have the stats for at this time. All right, so she's going to roll an attack with her short sword. Oh, Jesus. Okay. It's definitely not going to connect. She rolled a six, even with her plus five that she gets with her melee attacks. It's going to be an 11, so she's still trying to get a grip for the sword. It's the first time she's used this sword. So she's going to miss. Oh, she does get to make two attacks. I'm sorry. Rolling again, that is a 14. That's also going to hit. So she's not able to connect with either of those, but she's at least got a grip on the sword, and so hopefully she'll do better the next round. Zav, you're up. Again, this one being the most hurt, the one below it being a little less hurt.
I'm going to pull out a small crossbow that's been kind of tucked back on my back for a while, and I am going to fire at this one.
Okay.
You're going to kill Aspion.
No, I don't kill my own party members.
Oh, that's weird. Seems like Aspion does.
So that's a 22 to hit and 9 damage. And because of my Radiant Soul, I do 6 additional Radiant damage. So 15 damage, 6 of it Radiant.
All right.
On that crossbow hit. And that's my action. As a bonus action, I am going to cast Healing Word on Del.
Zav, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Which one did you cast it on, though? I'm sorry. I just missed it.
I used my crossbow on that one.
Okay. I thought that's what it was, but got it.
I cast crossbow bolt on this vampire.
So I don't know. Between Gaius and Del, I don't
Del
know.
Del was completely fine to you.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And Gaius is looking super fucked up at this point.
All right. Then I cast it on Gaius. I cast healing word at second level, and I use some sorcery points. I use a couple sorcery points to make it a twin spell. So that does do double quote unquote damage.
Zav, just because you're in the air, I'm going to have you move just a little bit closer just so you're in range. You're just like a little off. You're like maybe like 10 feet off just because you're a little further off the ground.
Okay. I'm going to move over here.
Cool. That works.
So that's 10, and because of twin spell, it goes again. So I'm just gonna cast again. Boom. Nope, that is the wrong thing.
You're going to have to roll a DC 15 in order to get that heal?
Yep. That's what I meant to do. So 18 health.
18 health back to guys.
And that'll be my turn.
Awesome. All right. We are going to put a pin in the night. We were doing really good on combat. And I think Gaius kind of blew his load just way early in a multi-phase fight. I feel like this has happened twice now. It's okay, buddy. You're still doing really good. You guys right now have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 vampire spawns up. Most of them looking healthy. A few of them looking a little lower. One looking more hurt than the rest. And that is where we'll put a pin in tonight at this time. Heavy combat night, so.